And open up your scripture to John chapter 15 as we read together verses 12 through 17. John chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. Let's read together. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. You may be seated, and as you are seated, I invite our senior pastor to come and to deliver to us the Word of God.
Good morning. The theme of this year is walk with the Lord, but this morning I would like to emphasize to walk with the Lord not in the attitude of a servant only, but we should walk with the Lord as friends, as good friends. This is what our Lord Jesus wanted. Because on the last night of his earthly ministry, he taught his disciples. He said, "No longer I call you servants, because servants do not know the business of his master, but friends knows his master's mind." Jesus said, he has told us all the things he learned from God the Father. So he wants us to know his heart, to know his mind, to know his thinking, to know his business, to become his friend, to become his good friend. Actually, one of the purposes of God's creation of the mankind is that God might walk with us. We might become his friends. So God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and visited them quite often. God talked to them. God walked with them. Unfortunately, Satan used temptation to destroy this beautiful picture. Sin has broken the relationship between man and God. So man no longer can walk with God after the fall. But God still tried to look for people who were willing to walk with him. God will keep walking with people those has the heart to walk with him. For instance, from the history we know Enoch, he walked with the Lord. Noah, he walked with the Lord. Abraham, he walked with the Lord. Joseph, he walked with the Lord. Moses walked with the Lord. We can find many, many characters from the history. God found Noah. Noah has the heart to walk with the Lord. So for 300 years, Noah walked with the Lord and was used by the Lord to prophesy the coming of the Lord. Noah walked with the Lord. God said he is a righteous preacher and used him to build the ark. Abraham walked with the Lord. He became the father of faith, the father of many nations. Again, Joseph walked with the Lord. The Lord used him to become the prime minister of the whole Egypt, save many people. Moses walked with the Lord. The Lord used him to deliver the Israelites from Egypt. But God sent his son to this world to save the people, to save people can become friends of him. Our Lord Jesus came to the earth. His calling was come and follow me. That means we should follow Jesus. We should walk with Jesus. We should talk to Jesus and become his good friends. This is our Lord's heart. So on the last night of his earthly ministry, he tells his disciples plainly, no longer call us servants, but he will call us friends. I hope all of us here realize this is the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not only become his servants, we should become his friends, his good friends. Otherwise, his heart will not be satisfied. Many, many people have servants, but without friends. I read a story about an ancient king of ancient Persia. This king was exalted by all his people. So he has many, many subordinates, servants. But his heart was not satisfied. So he was looking for a good friend, but cannot find one in the palace. Therefore, he disguised himself to the marketplace to see his people. He hoped to find a good friend among his people. Because he disguised himself too poor, like a beggar. Therefore, he cannot find a friend in the marketplace. Finally, one poor worker, he is a hard-duty worker. He cleans the street. He just do many hard works. He finds the king. So he invites him to his home and tell him, you can work with me. So the next day, the king walked with him, do many, many different jobs, cleaning the garbage, sweep the street, and many, many labors. After a few days, the king become good friends with him. They talk everything they want to talk. Then, after a while, the king said, I will leave this place now. So say goodbye to him. 3 days later, the royal people came to this worker's house, bring a lot of gifts, and tell him, the king has given you all the gifts. He said, I don't know the king. How can I accept all those gifts? So he returned all of them. Finally, the king came to his home by himself. I tell him, remember me? I was your friend. We sweep the street together. We clean the street together. We do the garbage together. Oh, then she remembered. Then he suddenly said, from now on, I dare not to become your friend. I am your servant. You are my king. I want to obey you what you want me to do. Then the king was quite disappointed, said to him, I don't want any more servants. I have a lot of them. I want to keep you as my good friend. Would you come to my place, stay with me in the palace, and help me to rule this country? This story gives me some insight. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, he needs many servants to serve him. But deeply in his heart, he wants friends. He wants us, all of us, to become his good friends. Walk with him every day as good friends. I hope all the people in Rutgers Church all become friends of the Lord. Of course, good friend can also be a good servant. But the attitude is quite different. We are friends of the Lord. This morning, I would like to share with you three important things as good friends. Our Lord just told his disciples, the Bible we just read, there are three important factors to be our Lord's good friend. The first thing, I want you to read again, chapter 15, verse 15. Chapter 15, verse 15. Let me read and you can listen. Our Lord Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I knew, I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. The first important factor, the Lord knows us. We should know our Lord. We should know His business. We should know His will, know His plan, know His thinking. If we do not know His thinking, do not know His business, we do not know His heart, we cannot be His good friend. No matter how long you come to the church, no matter what ministry you are involved, if you don't know His heart, if you don't know His mind, don't know His thinking, you are not His good friend. Therefore, the first thing, we want to become His good friend, we should know Him deeply. We should know our Lord's business deeply. We should know our Lord's thinking deeply. God wants to walk with His friends. He always tells His friends His heart, His mind. For instance, God tells Enoch the secret of the coming of the Lord. Therefore, Enoch can prophesy the glorious coming of the Lord. God tell Enoch the flood. Tell Enoch, not Enoch, Noah, the flood, and tell Noah to build the ark. God tell Abraham the secret of the fate of Sodom and the Gomorrah. Therefore, Abraham negotiate with God. If he can find 10 righteous people, he hoped God will not destroy those cities. God tell Moses lots of secrets, lots of His mind, 10 commandments, all the laws, and the methods, how to build the tabernacle, how to build the table, how to build the ark, how to build the garments, everything in the tabernacle. God will tell His good friend His heart. So our Lord Jesus said, no longer call us servants, because what He learned from God the Father, He has already told His disciples. Even in this day, our Lord Jesus would like to tell you what He learned, what has in His mind, or in God the Father's mind. If we want to know the will of God, if we want to know God's plan, God's will more deeply, now I urge you one important thing, that is keep your quiet time faithfully. I don't know whether you have quiet time or not. Your devotion time. I don't know whether in the morning or in the evening, have you separate at least 30 minutes, come to the Lord, pray to the Lord, and read His Bible. If you never do this, how can you know Him better? How can you know Him deeply? How can you know His will? How can you know His mind? So I urge all Christians at least spend 30 minutes before the Lord every day. The best time is in the morning. You read His Bible and you meditate on His words and you praise Him, pray to Him. Then you will know Him better. You will become good friends of Him. In the Bible, Moses was God's good friend. The Bible describes Moses as a very, very special friend of God. The description is, God knows him face to face. And Moses knows God face to face. Face to face is a vivid description. we should know good friend face to face. If you don't see each other, you don't meet each other, you don't talk to each other, how can you know each other face to face? Before the internet era, or maybe 15 years ago, we don't have internet. But sometimes we make friends without seeing each other by writing letters. We call this a pen pal. Maybe we have some pen pal before, and now we just write email. We have lots of e-friends. Sometimes we never see each other before. But those kind of friends are not good friends. Never become close friends. Close friends must see each other very often. Talk to each other. Share the burden. Share the joy. My wife had a very good friend in Taiwan. This lady, everything call my wife and tell my wife what happened to her. And meet us very often. If her boss give her difficult time or give her too many works she can accomplish, so in the evening he called my wife, complain a lot, and sometimes say bad words about his boss. If his boss raise her salary or give her bonuses, then he call us and invite us out to eat, celebrate. Everything call my wife. She bought a new furniture and called my wife and give some opinion to her. One night, he called my wife, pray for me. The next day, she will be operated. Surgery, just a fatty tumor. Is no life-threatening. But he said, pray for me. Of course, we will pray for you. But he said, you should pray earnestly. We say, why? Oh, he said, that's important, because tomorrow I will be anesthetized. So I will, without conscious, the whole body. What if I will not recover? Then I will pass away during the operation. So pray for me earnestly. But okay, tonight we'll pray for you earnestly. Then he tell us a secret. He say, in case I cannot recover, I go back to heaven. I already wrote my will. So the will is in my lawyer. Tell you the secret. I already gave you part of my property, my savings. Well, this news confused us. We don't know how to pray now. Of course, thank God, finally I didn't get any money from her. God healed her. Well, they are really very good friends, she and my wife. Meet each other, talk to each other, share everything to each other. Now, I want to use this illustration to urge all our people here. Do you talk to your Lord quite often? Do you see his face often? If not, how can you be a good friend of him? So, starting from tomorrow, I urge all people here, at least spend 30 minutes. Keep your quiet time before God. Keep your devotion time before God. Read your Bible chapter by chapter. If you spend 30 minutes, the Lord will give you his will, his instruction, his teaching, will help you to know him more, to know him better, to know his will. Our Lord Jesus said, he will tell us all the things he learned from God the Father, all the secret of God, all the will of God will let you know, so you may walk with him as a very good friend. Moses went up to the top of the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses talked to God, become good friend of God. We know good friend always influence each other. There is an old Chinese saying. I don't know if you know or not, because you all grew up in this place. If you come near to a red stuff, you will become red. If you come near to a black stuff, you will become what? Black. So now I ask you one question. If you come near to God, what will you become? Well, we cannot say God, okay? Remember Moses. He go near to God. God come near to him. Then his face become radiant. A great light shining from his face. The other people dare not to stare on him. Radiant. God's light will go through your face. So from tomorrow, every morning, when you look at the mirror, clean up your face. Also watch any radiant from your face. Most of the time, we cannot find any radiant. We just find a sorrow face, unhappy face, even bitter face. If you come close to the Lord, the Bible promises us, the Lord will come close to you. Lord will come near to you. The Lord will manifest His glory through you. Then you are really a good friend of the Lord. Then you are really His disciple. Because our Lord trained His disciples for 3.5 years. In the last evening, our Lord told them, He doesn't want servant only. He wants friends. I hope all of you know this is the very important thing in Lord's mind. Okay? Answer my question. Starting from tomorrow, you spend how much time before the Lord? Let me know. Okay? You all answer. So, keep your promise. Okay? From tomorrow, spend 30 minutes before the Lord. Read His Bible. Meditate on His words. Praise Him. Pray to Him. Then He will come close to you. He will near your heart. Then manifest His glory through you. Now the second thing, I would like all of us to read chapter 15. Then, verse 13. I read and you listen. Greater love has no one than this, that he may lay down his life for his friends. Our Lord Jesus would like to become our friends, but He paid a great price. Why He paid this great price? He laid down His life for us because He loved us. He loved us so much, so He sacrificed His life. If we want to become our Lord's good friend, we should also love Him sacrificially. Love Him sacrificially. But how can we love Him? How can we express our love to Him? Jesus said, you love others. You love each other. This is His commandment. If we love our Lord Jesus, we should obey His commandment, love each other. So, important two ideas. First, as a good friend, our Lord Jesus loved us sacrificially. As a good friend, we also love Him sacrificially. So we obey His command. We love others sacrificially. If you really know our Lord's heart, to become His friend means to do what He wants us to do, that love Lord also love our brothers and sisters sacrificially. our Lord do care His disciple love Him or not. How do you know that? Before our Lord's ascension, He asked Peter 3 times the same question. Do you love me? Do you love me? Our Lord really wants we, all His disciples, His good friends, love Him more than anything else. I think Peter never forget this question. Do you love me? Christians should love the Lord, His Lord. Peter preached everywhere. After the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, he preached until his martyrdom in Rome. Before he was killed by Nero, he wrote 1 Peter and 2 Peter. In the 1 Peter, Peter says, who is a Christian? A Christian are those people who love Jesus. He says, even though we haven't seen Him, we never see the Lord Jesus. I mean, people at that time, before Jesus, after Jesus' ascension, they never see Jesus. But they love Him. The Apostle Paul also said, the love of Christ compels us. So no one lives for himself anymore. We live for Christ who died for us. Paul said a very strong word. He said, if anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. This is a very strong word because Paul knows how great is our Lord's love. Anyone do not love the Lord, a curse be on him. We all love our Lord Jesus Christ. But how can we express our love to him? He is on the throne. We cannot see him. He has no need. But our Lord said, if you love him, we should love his other disciples. We should love brothers and sisters. We should have sacrificial love toward our dear brothers and sisters. This is not easy. So the Apostle John said, if anyone says, I love God, yet he does not love his brother or sisters, those brothers and sisters whom he has seen, he can never love God whom has not seen. So anyone love God should love brothers and sisters and with a sacrificial love. This is not easy, but we have to learn. Every one of us has to learn. 2 years ago, I was invited to preach in Nuremberg, Germany. They have a Christian camp in Nuremberg. After the conference, they give me a souvenir. I think most Christians have seen this souvenir. It's a wood carving praying hand. The praying hand, sometimes it's a big painting, it's a wood carving. And also they give me a sheet explain the story behind the prayer hand. The praying hand. Actually, I read that story a long time ago, but I forgot. And this time give me very deep impression. Why? Because the painter, the one who painted the praying hand, is Albrecht Dürer. His home is in Nuremberg. Now his home become a museum. So they took me to the museum to see other articles he has made. On the sheet, say the story behind the picture is very touching. Why Dürer paint this hand? Because he, when he learned how to paint, he was a very poor student. He cannot study full time. So part-time working, part-time study. He has a roommate, very good friend of him. Both of them work part-time, learn part-time. But they just discuss. It will take too long time to finish, to accomplish the learning. So one person work full-time first, then support other people, other one, to finish study. At first, you will say, I'm younger, I go to work first. But the elder roommate say, I'm going to work. You have more talent than me, so you just study hard. After much persuasion, so finally, Dula study full time. After 3 years, really become famous. His painting, his wood carving, all sell much money. So this roommate can come back to study full time. But for 3 years, he has done a lot of heavy duty work. Those work is too heavy. So when he come back to learn, his finger has stiffened and also twisted. Even he tried very hard, he cannot paint very good. He cannot do very good job. So Dürer was very sad, feel very sorrow for his friend. One day he come back from outside. He heard prayer in the room. His friend was praying, hold his hand, pray to the Lord. He listened to the prayer. He prayed that God will bless Dürer, give her more gifts, make him a successful artist. Dürer heard this prayer. The tear came down from his eyes. He tell his friends, you just stop like this. I will draw a picture for you. I will paint a prayer hand. Let all the world know we have to pray to Lord. Not only that, tell all the world the beautiful story behind that. That is the brother love. That is the sacrificial love. So each time, every time when you see the prayer hand, remember the story. A brotherly love behind that. A sacrificial love behind that. Dear brothers, sisters, in the church, if you really love the Lord, you try to practice love our brother and sisters sacrificially. Our Lord Jesus came down from heaven. Before he laid down his life, he laid down his right, he laid down his position, he laid down his glory, became a humble person. He was born in the manger. He grew up in a small village called Nazareth. He laid down his right first, then finally, lay down his life. We cannot lay down our life for our brothers and sisters because we can only live one life. But we can lay down our rights for our friends, for our brother, for our sisters. If we can love our brother, that is a good friend of the Lord. Otherwise, we may not know what our Lord's request. On the last night of his earthly ministry, the Lord Jesus said, I no more want servants only, I want friends. But what is the definition of friends? Our Lord is our friend. He laid down his life for us. And he wants us follow his step. How he loved us, we should love our fellow Christians, brothers and sisters. So try lay down your right for your brother and sisters. Now the third thing, let's read chapter 15, verse 16. I will read and your lesson. Chapter 16, chapter 15, verse 16. Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This verse is also a characteristic of a friend, because friend can trust each other. Friend can entrust his business to each other. Our Lord Jesus Christ chose us, appointed us to do his business. He trusts us, he entrusted us his business. So, good friend, we should serve him. We should serve our Lord. The mentality is not only a servant, but a good friend. We have been trusted by our Lord. We have been entrusted his ministry by our Lord. We are doing an honorable ministry. We are doing a valuable ministry. Also, we are doing a supernatural ministry. Why I say that? The Lord chose us to do his ministry. This is an honorable ministry. Angels are more capable than us. Do you agree with that? Angels, a lot of angels around our Lord Jesus Christ. They are more capable than us. Do you agree? Maybe you don't. Actually, you should read Old Testament. One angel can kill 185,000 enemies. One angel. So angels are much more capable than us. But our Lord Jesus Christ do not entrust his ministry to the angels. The Great Commission our Lord only give to his disciples. So all of us are honored by doing his ministry. This is an honorable ministry. This is a valuable ministry. Why do I say so? Because the Lord said, fruit will last. Fruit will last. I think all of us know, no matter how much money you earn, how much fame you earn on this earth, how many houses you buy, how many cars you buy, no one can last forever. Nothing. Nothing you earn on this earth can last. But our Lord Jesus said, if you bear fruit, if you bear spiritual fruit, your spiritual fruit will last. What is spiritual fruit? We can say in two different areas. One area is Christ-like character. If you bear fruit, Christ's love, Christ's holiness, Christ's faithfulness, Christ's humility, Christ's gentleness, or Christ's good virtue, if you bear those fruit, will last forever. The second, evangelistic fruit. If you bring one people to the Lord on the earth, this one soul will with God forever. On the earth, you bring 10 people to the Lord, there will be 10 people in heaven. If you bring 100 people to the Lord, there will be 100 people in the heaven. One question maybe you can ask me. If you bring 0 people on the earth, how many people will be there? You don't want to answer? I can answer for you. The answer is 0. If on this earth you do not bear fruit, nothing will store for you in heaven. So this is a valuable ministry. a valuable investment. If you invest your wisdom, invest your time, invest your energy, invest your money for the evangelistic purpose, bring people to the Lord, all those fruit will last. And the last, this is a supernatural ministry. Because our Jesus said, whatever you ask, God the Father will give you in His name. God is always active in His ministry. He is the Lord of His ministry. He is the planner. He is the originator. He is the perfecter. He is the author. He is the one who accomplished it. God is the one doing His own ministry. We are just His vessel. This is a honorable, this is a valuable, also supernatural. God's power will through you, will work through you into other people's heart, change people's mind. Jesus promised, this is a very great promise. Whatever you ask, the Father will give you. But most of time, we cannot experience this promise. Most of the time, whatever we pray, the Father never give us. Why? Because we don't know the secret in Lord Jesus' name. What is the meaning in Lord Jesus' name? Not only rely on His merit, rely on His redemption, but we should accord with His will. We should pray according to His will. In which person's name we should do the things according to His will. If we do not pray according to His will, sometimes God doesn't want to give us. If give us what we pray, sometimes won't do good to us, even will harm us. I heard a story. The story say an old couple, both of them were born on the same day, also same year. So they celebrate 60 years birthday together. This is a very big party, lots of relatives, friends, neighbors, and colleagues all come together to celebrate. Husband and wife, both are 60 years old. So after all the celebration, the last program, cutting the cake. Before cutting the cake, they made their wish. Suddenly, an angel came. The angel said to them, today is very special. You can have a special wish in your heart. I will fulfill it. So the wife made a wish. She said, I wish I can travel all around the world. Suddenly, immediately, all the airplane tickets and the hotel, everything holding her hand. Oh, she's just very happy. Then the turn is husband. Husband make a wish. I wish my wife can be 30 years younger than I. Immediately, he became 90 years old. Her wife still 60. Sometimes you pray something will harm to yourself. We don't know. That's why our Father never give you what you pray. If you pray in Jesus' name, according to His will, you can do God's business. God will empower you. Whatever you pray for His name, for His sake, for His glory, you will experience the Father will give us. This morning, I just want to share with you the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came down from heaven. He teach His disciples. The last evening, the last night, He told them, no longer I call you servants. Instead, I will call you friends. because he has told his disciples all things he learned from the Father. He loved them sacrificially, laid down his life for them. He sent them, appointed them to bear fruit. So this morning, I will charge you, encourage you, all of us, become his good friend. We should know him deeper. We should love him sacrificially. So we love other people. We should serve him faithfully. And his power will fall upon us. He wants you to become his friend. Are you willing to become his good friend? Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, not only to be our Savior, to be our Lord, but also to become our good friend. What a privilege this is. With thankful heart, we would like to respond this calling. We would like to say, Dear Lord Jesus, I am here. I want to become your good friend. Pray you bless all the people in Rutgers Church. I pray in Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.